We are on the very bottom of Nun Amud Beis. We're going to do a quick chazara so we can get right back into the flow. On towards the top of Nun Amud Beis, the Gemara had told us, that's what the entire sugya revolves around. So we're going to have to make sure that we are holding in this basic point. Make sure you are silenced. Great. The whole Gemara revolves around this issue. Our Mishnah had told us that the Chalil is not Doicha Shabbos or Yom Tif. And now we have another Braisa saying that it is Doicha Shabbos from Rabbi Yossi. And Chachamim said, no, it's not even Doicha Yom Tif. So Chachamim seemed to be just like our Mishnah. What in the world is going on with Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda? Why in the world is the Chalil being Doicha Shabbos? So the first approach of the Gemara is Amar Rabbi Yosef, that the Machlekes is only regarding a regular Korban, not regarding Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So it has nothing to do with our Mishnah at all. Everyone would agree, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Chalil, is not Doche Shabbos. The only Machlekes is it Doche Shabbos when it's associated with a Korban? No, there's a regular song that the Levium would sing, the musical accompaniment with the Chalil. So is that going to be Doche Shabbos? So what's this machlokas all about? So that's what we did yesterday. The Gemara suggested it's all about, remember, is the essential shira involve instruments? So if it involves instruments, or specifically perhaps instruments, so then they would consider to be klisharis and all that. That's what we discussed yesterday. The Gemara, what? The chalil itself is one of the musical instruments that they would use. So the Gemara in the bottom, the very, very, very bottom of Nun Amud Beis, says, Amar Papa Kid Tanoi. It is a Machlokes Tanoim. What is a Machlokes Tanoim? Is the essential Shira verbal vocals, or is the essential Shira either specifically or also the instruments? That's a Machlokes Tanoim. He claims from here. It's a Mishnah, this name. Avdei Kohanim Hayu, the Rabbi Meir. The ones that would play the Chalil, you know, buckle your seatbelts, are you ready for this? Were the slaves of the Kohanim. Now that's interesting. Why would it be the slaves of the Kohanim that would be the ones playing the instruments? So One point would be that it seems to be very much non-essential, because why in the world would slaves be allowed to? Why is it the slaves of the Kohanim? Is it because the slaves of the Kohanim have a certain status, they're allowed to eat truma, because they're kinyan kaspo, they're owned by them? What's going on with that?
They're going to
work
with their
bosses. Maybe. It's very unusual. Okay, so that's Remeir. Remeir, Mishpachas Beis Avgarim, Mishpachas Beis Tzifraya, that it was families, and I list the names of the families, but who are these families? So Rashi writes, these are called Mishpachos that are Miuchasos. There's a Shema Mishpachos, they were from a certain place, wherever. That they marry off their daughters to the Kahuna. What does that mean? So four lines down in Rashi, the end of the line, Rashi writes, Yisrael Miuchasin Hayu. They were considered to be meyuchasin. You know, how do you translate that into English? Yichus. Pedigree. They had a really good pedigree. Anyone ever buy a dog? You know, they come from a certain breed, a breeder, they have a pedigree. This dog is a purebred. So there is a concept, believe it or not, in Yadus, I don't know that we relate to this anymore, but there is a concept of yichus. Yichus means that the person knows that everybody in his family is very meyuchas. There's no gerim in the family. There's no sketchiness in the family. Everybody definitely goes back to a pedigree. So they would marry their daughters to the Kohanim because there would be no question that their daughters are appropriate to marry Kohanim because they have very strong Jewish pedigree. So they were considered to be special families, but they're not slaves. Slaves not allowed. It would have to be Yisraeli Meyuchasim. Okay, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, Levim Hayu. No, they were the Levim. Now, why would that in a certain way make the most sense?
Because it's importance.
Because it's the Shira.
Yeah.
That's the shir. Who did the shir? The Levim. So why shouldn't the Levim do the musical instruments? Because that's the end of the quote that we're suggesting. You see from here a machlokas if the instruments were part of the essential shir. Are they arguing over the following? Demand Amar Avodim Hayu. The one who says they were slaves because of Yikar Shir B'Peh. Right, Shlomo, that's what you said, right? The one who holds slaves are the ones that play the instruments. It's because it's not essential that the essential shira is the vocals. Demand Amar Levim Hayu. The opposite extreme, that it's the Levim. What does he hold? Because of Yikar Shir B'Kleh. That the reason it has to be the Levim is because that's part of the shira. That's what it's all about, the instruments. So they have to be the ones to do it. So isn't that what this is all about? Of course, who are we missing? The middle shita. What's with the Yisrael Miyuchasim? How does that fit into it? So why was there a third opinion at all? If it's not part of the shira, anybody could do it, which is why we're stressing slaves, even a slave. I don't know why it has to be a slave of the Kohanim. Maybe that's just because that was, you know, the minig. And if it has to be part of it's part of the shira, then it has to be the Levian. So what's the middle shita? Vitisbara, you think that's the machlokas over here? Rabbi Yosi, makasavar. Rabbi Yosi, the middle opinion has to be Yisrael Miyuchasim, Jews with a pedigree. My kasavar, what is he? E kasavar yikashir b'peh. If he holds that the essential songs, the vocals, filo avadim nami. So even slaves also should be able to do it. Why would it have to be Jews with a pedigree? And if he holds the opposite, that the essential song is with the instrument, Levim in Yisraelim lo. So it have to be Levim. It can't be Yisraelim. So what's going on? Elzakuli, I'll make a share of a really? We're getting rid of the whole thing. Everyone holds that the essential shira is the vocal. So Bakam, if this is what they're arguing about. One master holds this was the way it was, and then the other master holds this is the way it was. In other words, they're just describing history. This is a history lesson. Yeah? There's a confusion over the history. They're each reporting what they thought the history was, what they were told, or something like that. You okay with that? Gemara is not. The Gemara says, Lamai nafkamina! Three very important words in halacha, in learning Gemara, in perspective even. Who cares? Who cares what the history was? What's the nafkamina? Does it affect anything? What's the difference? Which is interesting. You know, a historian would be like, what's the difference? This is history, you know? So sometimes history is very critical because we don't want things to repeat themselves. And you have to know what caused things. You know, that's definitely true. You know, the Torah tells us you got to know certain things about history. You know, there's an importance to it. However, it's not important that should be recorded as a Mishnah for all time, that we should know because that's just the way it was, and it's a machlokas and chazal. Like, what? Come on. It's not the place for that. There's no nafkamina. It's not here. So Gemara answers, there is a nafkamina. The malin miduchin leyuchsen ulamaiser kamifligi. What does that mean? To raise them up, to apply them, you know, from the duchen. The duchen, you know, that's what we call the Kohanim, the duchen. It means a platform. That there were a raised platform in the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohanim would give their bracha from, the Levim would sing from. So to allow them to go from the duchan to yuchsin ulamaiser. In other words, to assume that they have a pedigree. If this guy was allowed to do that, must be that he has real yichus. Wow. People are going to say that. And therefore, they're going to say, oh, wow, lemaiser. I guess he's a Levi. Well, if he's a Levi, you're allowed to give him maiser. Or he's at least the Yisrael that's miyuchas, maybe. So in other words, the Gemara says, this is all about a machlokas, about what people are thinking and what people's perspectives may be on who's doing the playing of the musical instruments and the consequences. So if we're going to allow different types of people to play the instruments, in other words, the assumption is Shira is all about the vocals. The instruments don't really make a difference. Anybody can play them. Okay, so who will we let play them in the Beis HaMikdash? Well, what are people going to think? If people are going to think, wow, if that guy played musical instrument, he must be a Levi, then we got a problem. Then we're going to have to limit it to Shevet Levi for real. If nobody's going to think that, they're just going to think, oh, he's a Yisrael Miyuchas, he has real pedigree, and we're not going to allow slaves to do it, because slaves certainly don't have a pedigree, not allowed to marry a nice Jewish girl, right? So, what's this? That's the machlokas. That's what they're arguing about. The one who holds that they were slaves and did the instruments. No, he holds nobody is going to bring them up from the duchen to yichus and not to meiser. People know that it's not part of the essential song, and people get up there because they know how to play well. You know, you ever go to one of these weddings? It's like a really from wedding, you know? Like chassidim, who knows what. And then you look at the band, and the drummer, you know what I'm talking about? He's got like three earrings in his nose. You know what I mean? He's got long hair. And you're like, I guess chassidim really know how to rock, man. So here you got the guys playing musical instruments. What do these guys look like? You know? So if you say everybody knows that the band is the band is the band. So okay, you can get anybody, even a slave. Humandam Yisrael Ayu, the one who holds that they were Yisrael Miyuchasin. Kasavar Malim Yiduchin Yuchasin. He holds that we're afraid people are going to think, oh, everyone, you don't have to be a Levi, but you got to at least have some kind of yichus to be able to do that. So then we'll only allow Yisrael Yichus to do it. But people know that it's not dafka Levi, so avalolamaiser. So people, no one's going to think, just because you played instruments in the Beis HaMikdash doesn't mean that you're actually a Levi. Uman damar Levium, the one says they have to be Levium to play the instruments, because every man duchim ben yichus ben lamaiser. So that people are going to think, wow, it must be a Levi. Okay, so he's concerned about that. So in other words, this is all about gzeros. It's all about what people are going to think, and therefore what kind of gzeros we should make, who we will allow to play the instruments at the chasna. No, just kidding. In the Beis HaMikdash. V'Rebbe Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar, Yirmiyah Bar Abba has a different approach. Amar Machlokes B'Shir Shel Shei Eiva. Until now, we've been assuming everyone agrees. Simchas Beis HaShoei Eiva, the chalil, the musical instruments, are not docha Shabbos or Yom Tov. That's what we've been assuming until now. The opinion of Reisi that it is docha Shabbos, that was only if it's associated with a karban. Yeah? And then we said, it must be because he holds that instruments are part of the Shira. And that, we have to take a step back just to refresh our memories. Remember, playing a musical instrument is aser on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Doraisa, Drabanan. No, only Darabanan, because what are we afraid of? Right, a string breaking or a musical instrument breaking or putting together an instrument, something that's going to be considered on some level makab apatish, misakein mane. So we're afraid of an eser d'oraisa of fixing or putting together an instrument. So he said you're not allowed to play them because they may break or you may put together more, whatever the case may be. So that's a Darabanan. We have a rule, ein shavus be Mikdash. We have a rule in Shavuos b'Mikdash. We don't apply those types of Isurim, Derabanan, in the Beis HaMikdash. Remember yesterday we discussed, what does that mean? It means that the Mikdash is like a different world. Like, you know, my Rebbe, right and the left was Shabbos, Rebbe wasn't Shabbos, remember? So, Ayin Shalom, we'll go back to yesterday's share, you need to listen to it again. So, get all the jokes. Is that the way it is? No. It's not that the Beis HaMikdash Shabbos doesn't apply, or Isurim Derabanan don't apply. It's not what it means. It means that whenever there's a korban that's being brought, or perhaps a mitzvah being done in the Beis HaMikdash, so then we don't apply the Yisurim Derabanan to that. We assume Kohanim's Rizanim, that Kohanim are careful, and there are enough Kohanim to watch each other, that we're not going to end up with violations of the Raisins. So we don't have to worry about making those Derabanans. Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. Okay, so that's why we said, if this is necessary for Avodah, so then, okay, we can say, Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, we understand why it had to be done even on Shabbos. But Simchas Beis HaShoeiva was just Simcha, maybe Simcha Yisera. It's just for Simcha. So that we're not going to allow in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not associated with a korban or anything. So we would apply, there is Shavus B'Mikdash, because it's not necessary for the korban. But if it's a korban, so then that's when we got involved over here. Is that considered to be part of the avoda or not part of the avoda? If it's part of the avoda, it's docha Shabbos. If it's not part of avoda, then it's not going to be docha Shabbos. Isn't that the machlokas, whether or not instruments were fundamental to the avoda another way to say it, were instruments fundamental to the Shira. Good? That was our first approach. That not everyone agrees. Simchas Pesach Shavuot is not Tocha Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's what the Mishnah said. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba said no. Machlokas v'shir shal Shaveva. They actually are arguing over Simchas Pesach Shaveva. Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Savar Simcha Yaseira Nami Tocha Esa Shabbos. Because Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda said, even though the reason why we're doing these instruments for Simcha Spesa Shoeva is Simcha Yaseira, it's for extra levels of Simcha, it's still Docha Shabbos! Wow, a huge chiddush. Well, at least you're doing a mitzvah, you know. Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan holds Simcha Yaseira Docha Shabbos. No way, it's just for Simcha. There's no way that would be Docha Shabbos. Avashir Shal Karban. But if it's a song associated with Karban and the musical instruments are being done for the Shira of the Karban, so then, Divrei HaKol Avodahi. Everyone agree that's considered Avoda. V'docha es Shabbos, and would push off Shabbos. So, big machlokas, how to learn this Gemara exactly. Does that mean that everyone agrees Iker Shira B'Kli? Does this Gemara mean that we're suggesting that everyone holds Iker Shira B'Kli? So, not necessarily. You don't have to learn the Gemara that way. The Gemara could mean that even though we might hold Ikar Shira as not B'Kli, the Ikar Shira is the vocals, but nonetheless, it's close enough associated. It's part and parcel of the Shira. It's associated with Korban at the end of the day, because you're bringing a Korban, you're singing the song, and you're playing the musical instruments. Even if the essential music is not the instrument, but it's part of the song, so that's good enough to be Docha Shabbos according to everyone. That's the other way to learn. The other way to learn would be to say that no, Rabbi Yirmiyah apparently assumed, even though there's no way to assume this so clearly, he definitely assumed that no, the Shira actually is with the instruments. It's just that we don't have that clearly, so it's hard to believe that you should learn the Gemara that way, but those are two ways to learn Gemara. The two ways again are that either Rabbi Yirmiyah insists that Ikar Shira B'Kli, which is a little bit hard to believe, or even though you could go either way on that, and you could say Ikar Shira is Bepeh, the vocals are the Ikar Shira, and the Kli, you could do without. Nonetheless, because it is part and parcel of the Shira that's done with a Karban, it's considered, it's subsumed, it's considered to be part of the Avoda, and everyone would allow that to be Docha Shabbos, because at the end of the day, it's only Nisad Rabbanan, and it's associated with the Karban, so we'll apply the rule in Shavus B'Mikdash. That's, you know, the easier way to learn the Gemara. So that's what Yirmiyah said, is that they're really arguing over Simcha Spesa Shoeva. The Rabbanan say, we're talking about just Simcha. How could it possibly be Docha Shabbos? It's not associated with the Karban. And Riesi, we're just saying, no, it's even Docha Shabbos. Even though Simcha Yisera. Yeah, for Simcha Spesa Shoeva, that's a suggestion of Yirmiyah that Riesi Bar Yehuda would allow it even to be Docha Shabbos for Simcha Spesa Shoeva. Good? Rashi explains, because the obvious question is, how can I say that? If it's not associated with the Karban, we should apply Shavuos. It's a Nisr Darabonon. How does he get out of Nisr Darabonon? Zog Rashi, Simchas Mitzvahi. Since the Simcha is V'samachta B'chagach, it is a mitzvah, U'b'chalil in Isr Malacha, and it's not also Daraisa, that's enough to be Docha Shabbos in the Mikdash. So it's a pretty big Chiddush. But what he's saying is, no one is saying that when you walk into Beis HaMikdash, it's not Shabbos. Derabanan. No one says that. But so usually, in order to get out of an Isser Derabanan, an Isser Derabanan shouldn't apply in the Mikdash, has to be because it's a part of the Karban. This is not part of Karban.
So it's not necessary.
So it has to be a mitzvah. As long as it's still part and parcel, you're being mekayim a mitzvah with it, v'samachta b'chagach l'simcha, so that's enough, according to Rashi Rabbi Yehuda, that you can get out of the Isser Derabanan, which is a big chiddush, but that's what he says. That's how Rashi explains it. Meisivei. Okay, what is this Meisivei on? It's a little confusing when you read this Gemara, so I'm just going to spell it out right now. This Meisiv, when you read a Gemara usually, and the Gemara has a statement and then a Meisiv, the Meisiv is attacking the previous statement. You're with me on that, right? Meisiv always means, I'm about to attack what you just said. So if you're a betting man, you read this Gemara, you assume the Meisiv is an attack on Rabbi Yirmiyah. But it's not. This Meisiv is basically going back on Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, that the original approach of Rabbi Yosef was that the machlokes is over a korban, and everyone agrees simchas beis hashoei, but no way is tocha Shabbos. Yeah, and Rabbi Yirmi has a chiddush and says, no, the machlokes is over simchas beis hashoei. Everyone agrees that a korban is tocha Shabbos. So this meisiv is under Rabbi Yosef. Meisiv, how could you say that the machlokes is over korban and everyone agrees that simchas beis hashoei, the chalil is not tocha Shabbos? Really? Shir shall show Eva Docha Esa Shabbos Divi Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. There you go. The shir of the Shoeva pushes off Shabbos according to Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. V'chacham Omrim Af Yom Tov Eino Docha. No, it doesn't even push off Yom Tov. Well, you don't get clearer than that. This Bryce is clearly talking about Simchas Beis Shoeva. It's not talking about Korban. Tiyuvta Rabbi Yosi Tiyuvta. So that is a bomb kasha, that is a knockout punch. That is a TKO or KO, whatever, against Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi insists everyone agrees that the Chalil is not Docha Shabbos for Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but the Braisa says that's the Machlokas. TKO? Gemara says, Lema Bashir Shal Shoeva Hu Depligi. Let's say that the machlokes is only over the chalil for shoeva, that they argue. Aval b'shir shel korban diriya kol docha es haShabbos. But everyone would agree that the shir does push off Shabbos for korban, and that would mean lema tiavet yuvta Rav Yosef betarte, that Rav Yosef would be contradicted in two senses, in two ways. Why? Because number one, Rabbi Yosi said that there's no machlokas over the chalil for the shoeva. That's wrong. Number two, Rabbi Yosi said there is a machlokas by the korban. Well, if there's no machlokas by the korban, it's only a machlokas by shoeva, then Rabbi Yosi is totally wrong in every which way. He's wrong in two ways. He's wrong about where the machlokas is in two ways. Does that make sense? Again, one more time. Rabbi Yosi held that there's no machlokas over shoeva. It's only machlokas over korban. We've proven there is machlokas over shoeva. But maybe there's also machlokas over korban. The Gemara says, well, if we can prove there's no machlokas over korban, then we'll have a tiyufta on Rav Yosef in both directions. He will be totally blown out of the water. You're going to have to call that a KO, I think, right? No, still TKO?
Yeah, okay.
So, lema tiyavetit Rav Yosef petarte. Let's say that Rav Yosef is knocked out in both directions. Amar lecha. So how would you say that? Because the implication is that lema b'shir shel shoeva hu depligi, but b'shir shel korban divrikol dochas haShabbos. What was the lashon of the brisa? The brisa was that by shoeva. Let's read it again. Meisivei shir shel shoeva dochas haShabbos. Mashma that the shir of something else that's not shoeva. Everyone would agree it. Does or doesn't? Is it more likely to or more likely not to?
No.
If we push off Shabbos, even for Simcha, for sure we'll push it off for Korban, right? So according to Yosef, and the Rabbanan, who says it doesn't push off Simcha, okay, so then you could go either way, but maybe it pushes off Korban. It doesn't push off Shoeva, but maybe it pushes off Korban. So Amar Lo Rav Yosef claims, no! Pligi Bashir shall show Eva, but who had din the korban? They argue over both. You've proven that they do argue over Shoeva, and I always maintain that they argue over korban. So it's not a tiyuvta in both directions, because the Tzemachlok is about both, claims Rav Yosef. V'haydekamif pligi Bashir shall show Eva. So wait a minute. So why are they arguing over Shoeva being Docha Shabbos? Let them argue over korban being Docha Shabbos. Let's just think about this for 1 second. Whenever you want to say a chiddush, you say your chiddush in the biggest way. So when you have the Marabbanan arguing with Resi Rehuda, each one has a chiddush, right? What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi? Is his chiddush, again, he's the one that says you do Chalil on Shabbos. Is there a bigger chiddush in Shoeva or a bigger chiddush in Korban?
Shoeva.
Rabbanan hold, you don't. The Chalil is not Docha Shabbos. Bigger chiddush in Shoeva or bigger chiddush in Korban?
Korban.
So the Chachamim's bigger chiddush is by Korban. And Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda's bigger chiddush is by Shoeva. So which one are we picking to say the halacha? So if the halacha is regarding Shoeva, is to show you the koach of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Because even there he says it's Docha Shabbos. I'm saying, if Chazal picked one case,
right,
so then the bigger chiddush is not the Rabbana. It's to show you the koach of Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. And if Chachamim would have picked the other case of Korban, so that would have showed you the koach of the Rabbana. So which case you pick to say this halacha shows you which koach you're picking on. So the implication of this Bryce is saying, it's Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda holds it's docha shoeva. What does that imply? That the Rabbanan's chiddush is not much of a chiddush, right? So what would they say about Korban? It's at least likely that they would say, no, Korban is Docha Shabbos. It's only here it's not Docha Shabbos. Or no? Or there's no raya for the Rabbanan. Because if the whole point is to show you the koach of Rabbi Yosi, it shows you koach of Rabbi Yosi. We don't care about the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan maybe say it's never Docha Shabbos, even by Korban. Well, then why don't you tell me that case? Tell me the case of Korban then. Because we want to focus on Rabbi Yosi's Chiddush. We want to focus on Rabbi Yosi's Chiddush. So let's ask the question in a different way. What do you gain more out of? Focusing on Rabbi Yosi's Chiddush or the Rabbanan's Chiddush? Rabbanan's Chiddush is a Chumra Rakula. They say we don't. It's not Docha Shabbos. It's a chumrah. It's not doing something. And Rabbi Yosi's chiddush is a chumrah rakula.
He also says not.
He says that it is Docha Shabbos. And the Brisa says by Shoeva he said it. It's the biggest chiddush. So is a bigger chiddush to point out Rabbi Yosi's chiddush or a bigger chiddush to point out the Rabbanan's chiddush? In other words, which is more of a chiddush?
Rabbi Yosi.
Rabbi Yosi, because he's allowing you to be mekel. He's allowing you to blow Chalil on Shabbos. So what does it make the most sense? If you're a betting man...
He's allowing you to blow Chalil on Shabbos for Shoeva.
Yeah.
And also...
And for sure for Korban. And we're not sure what the Rabbanan would say about Korban.
So the Rabbanan would say no for Shoeva, and then we're not sure what they say about Korban.
Not sure what they say about Korban, not yet. So what I'm asking you is, what's the bigger Chiddush? You're Chazal, you're writing this Mishnah, this Braisa. And you want to spell out the biggest chiddush. Are you going to focus on Rabbi Yosi or the Rabbanan?
Rabbi Yosi.
Rabbi Yosi. Because he's the biggest kula. He allows you to blow the chalil, even for Simchas Pesach Shoeva. So doesn't it make the most sense to point that out?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it mean about the Rabbanan? I don't know. Because we're trying to focus on the biggest chiddush. So that's how Rabbi Yosi tries to defend himself. Make sense now? That's how he tries to defend himself. You can't bring a raya, there's no machlokas by Korban. Because the whole reason that the case is by Shoeva is to show you the koach of Rabbi Yosi. But I don't know what the Rabbanan would say in the case of Korban. Maybe they argue there too. So how does Gemara say it? Let's say it's a tiyut to Rabbi Yosi in both cases, both by Shoeva and by Korban. They argue about the shir of Shoeva and they also argue about Korban. And the fact that they argue over Shoeva is only to show you the power of the position of Kula, of Yosi Bar Yehuda. Because it even pushes off Shabbos for Shoeva. So that's how he defends. So you can't prove from there what the Rabbanan would say about Korban. Yeah? Does that make sense? Where it says, Go back to the Mishnah for a minute. The Mishnah said, why does it have to say Zehu Echalil shall base a show Eva? What's it trying to say? Gemara says, Ha Viha Katani Zehu Chalil shall base a show Eva. She ain't Odoch Elohes Shabbos of Elohes Yom Tov. Sounds like the Mishnah is saying it's specifically the show Eva Chalil that's not Doche Shabbos of Yom Tov. Zehu. Zehu de Eino Doche. This is the one that doesn't push off Shabbos. Implying what? There's another one that does. Right? Our Mishnah, not the Braisa. Our Mishnah. On Nunamad Aleph, it said, Achalil, Chamisha Vashisha, Zehu Achalil Shal Besa Shal Eva She Eino Doche. This is the Chalil, namely, of the Shal Eva, that doesn't push off Shabbos. Why do you have to say that?
Is there another one?
Yeah, is there another one? The answer is yes. Korban.
Right. Okay.
This is the one that doesn't push off Shabbos, implying that. The other one.
It does
push off Shabbos. This is the one that doesn't push off Shabbos, but apparently there's another one that does.
I mean, it doesn't push off for Shoeva, but it does for...
Bingo. Aval de Korban doche. But it does push off Korban. That's the clear implication of our Mishnah. Uh-oh. Rabbi Yossi in trouble now. Because Rabbi Yossi claimed it was Machlokas over both. Money? Who's that? Enim Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. If that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Ha'amar Shil Shal Shoeva Nami Doche. Well, can't be. Because he holds that Chalil is Doche Shoeva. And our Mishnah says it's not. So it's not the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, that's for sure. Elav Rabbanan. It must be it's the opinion of the Rabbanan, who we know from the other Raisa, hold that the Chalil is not Doche Shoeva. But that would mean that the same Rabbanan that hold that it's not Doche Shoeva hold it is Doche Karban. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Now the Rabbanan agree? That means there's no Machlokas by Karban. There's only Machlokas by Shoeva. V'tiyuvta de Rabbi Yosef betarti tiyuvta. So it is a TKO on Rabbi Yosef in both. Because Rabbi Yosef claimed, they argue about both Shoeva and Korban. Now the Gemara says, no. The Rabbanan clearly only hold that it is not Doche Shabbos or Yom Tov vis-a-vis Shoeva. But vis-a-vis Korban, it is. That means everyone agrees by Korban. That it's Doche Shabbos.
I just brought up that point earlier to begin with, because I've avoided all
of it. Okay, well, that's part of the process of Gemara. Okay, so where are we holding right now? We're holding right now is there's a machlokes only over Shoeva, but everyone agrees that the Karban is Doche, which is interesting, because according to Rashi, that's Rabbi Yirmiya. So that comes out, according to Rashi, that any time there's a mitzvah being performed in the Mikdash, so the Isurim Derabbanan are pushed off. It doesn't have to be specifically a Karban to push off an Isur Derabbanan of Shabbos, which is interesting. My time of demand, the Amar, Ikar Shira Bekli. So now the Gemara just, we're done. We're done, basically, at this point. So what have we concluded? We just concluded that there's a machlokas over whether or not the Chalil is Doche Shoeva. The Rabbanan hold that it is not. But everyone agrees by Karban that the Chalil is Doche Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why is that? Seems to revolve around Yisurim Derabbanan. Seems to revolve around when something is a mitzvah but not a korban. What is the din? And the Rabbanan hold if something is a mitzvah in the Mikdash but not a korban, then it's still Aser Derabbanan. We still apply this Derabbanan. And Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda disagrees with that and says as long as you're doing a mitzvah, then we will disregard Yisurim Derabbanan. Assumingly, we would pass him like the Rabbanan, Meher B'Yameinu and Vayesh Liji. So assumingly, that we pass him like the Rabbanan means the majority position, and that we should pass him, that the only time we say, Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, is when it's associated with a Karban. And if it's just a mitzvah, you're doing a Beis HaMikdash, the mainstream opinion would be that's not good enough. We would still apply it to the Rabbanan, and therefore musical instruments cannot be played on Shabbos or Yom Tov for the Sho'eva. Now the Gemara just gets back into the idea we were discussing before. Why would you say that Ikar Shira is Bekli or Ikar Shira is Bepeh? The vocals are the instruments. Why would you say either way? And the Gemara is going to quote some Psukim Tas. And we'll finish with this to the Mishnah. My time and demand are Ikar Shira Bekli. What's the reason for the one that holds that the essential song is with the instruments? The Chsiv Yom Chizkiyo Lahalais HaOyla LaHamizbeach. The Chizkiyo HaMelech instructed them to bring up the Korban Ola to the Mizbeach. Ve'eis HaChil HaOyla. And at the time they began with the Ola Hechel Shir Hashem. They began the song of Hashem. Ve'achat Tzotzros. And the, what are Chatzotzros? Trumpets. Va'al Yedei Klei David Melech Yisrael. And through the vessels, meaning the musical instruments, of David Melech Yisrael. Why? Why does it have to be? Why does it have to associate the song with instruments? My time, so the answer is, because apparently the Shira involves the instruments. Not such a knockout punch, but the association and the pasuk is that as soon as the korban was brought, the song would begin, which included musical instruments.
It sounds like from this pasuk there's a lot more musical instruments going on than just a challah.
Yeah.
What's like? Is there like an Indian like specifically with a challah?
That's a really good question. Why is a challah spelled out? Is a good question.
And from this pasuk, it sounds like there's a lot more going on. It doesn't say anything about any other instruments other than a challah, which I'm not really sure what it is. Like flute, the whatever.
Yeah. I can just tell you this, that they quote the Rambam in his Perash Mishnayos saying that our Mishnah, and earlier also, we spoke about Chalil, our Membez and Mabez, is that it's referred to as Chalil despite the fact that other instruments, Lefi Shehu Ha'ikar Bashir. Because it was sort of like, I guess, the most prominent or the main instrument that was used. The Rav, the Ravadim Bartanura Kasav, Shatamu Bnei, Shekoyle Shalachalal Nishma Yoiser. It was just in terms of the listening to it, the most prominent. Lachain HaKol Nikra Al Shmoy, so it's kind of, you know, it's like shaking the lulav, it's the Chalil. Tiferes Yoisefoy, Chibbe Chalil, Ha'yu Maschilim, Simon Sashir. Another possibility is actually that began and ended the whole song, so it's just referred to that way.
So I'm just wondering, like, maybe, like,
why?
Because you might be able to, like, you might think, like, I'll fix it. Like, as opposed to, like, a flute. Like,
it's an interesting thought that maybe it depends on the instrument if it's still Shabbos or not. But we don't, it's too complicated and I love it for that. Low plug. Once they say, I'll have to play musical instruments, we don't start distinguishing one instrument than another. You know, one could have argued, well, it depends. This instrument never breaks. You know, like, what's the, there's nothing to break. You know, something like that. No. My time is one number, Ikar Shira Bepeh. So then why would there be an opinion that holds the Ikar Shira as the vocals? That it was the Mechatzim. Now, Mechatzim means the ones that blew the Chatzotzos. But the Chatzotzos were not exactly a typical musical instruments. I don't even know how many notes they had. But maybe they only had one. I don't think there was a trumpet that had different notes. I think it was just, you know, the straight trumpets, you know? I don't think you can make too many different notes with them. But so that's not really considered to be musical instruments in that way. Meshorim is the singers. Vashmiya kol echad, they all, you know, still be able to sing together. So there's no mention of any musical instrument other than the chatzotros. So it must be that it's only the vocals. You don't need musical instruments. So what does he do with the pasuk from Chizkiyo that involve musical instruments? Hachi kamar chiel shir Hashem bepeh. Ayidei Klei David Melech Yisrael Livsumei Kala. So that pasuk just means Livsumei Kala. Livsumei means to spice it up, to make it smell nice. The Kala is the coal, the sound. It means to make it harmonious, to make it sound nice. It's not required, it's not the essential thing. But when possible, maybe not Shabbos Yom Tov, but when possible, so then you should make it sound nice with all kinds of harmonies, with the instruments, but it's not required. What do the other mandamar do that? The other pasuk where there's no mention of instruments. That the singers were just like the ones people blowing the trumpets. In what way? The kli, just like the people blowing the trumpets are blowing a trumpet, a kli, a vessel, af mishayrim bekli, so too it means that the singers also had musical instruments, or maybe only musical instruments, I don't know. But they had also musical instruments.
Is there any pasuk that references halil? There's no pasuk from like that says halil, because it seems like it also has a source book. It doesn't say anything about halil.
I don't know.
The
Chatzotzos are not considered. Rashi spells it out. The last Rashi with the Mishnah. V'hacha leksiv kalim. There's no mention of other instruments in that pasuk. So you'll say, what do you mean Chatzotzos are musical instruments? The Chatzotzos is lav klei shir ninu. They're not considered to be that regular type of music. She'en le'tekios tamidin v'amusafin. They were like, you know, straight blasts for the Tamid and for the Musaf. You know, they're, you know, in the midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu blew them to get everyone's attention, you know. It's like to gather the people, or to tell them we're going to travel. It wasn't like, you know, like a flute, like different notes and beautiful music. It was like to get your attention. So that's not considered an instrument. Kalim, those are already considered instruments. So that takes us to the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Aleph, Omer Aleph.